And there's only one person we trust here on the show to help us with our financial planning and how we spend our money. A good friend of the show, Bandile Mathandela, who is the project director at IRD Global and also a market and financial analyst. Chami, how are you?
Good, thanks to yourself, Carol.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. A milli, my friend, a milli.
Listen, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, how do I make sure that I'm the one who's winning this million rand? Because you're...
So listen, Bandile, we have you on the line because you are an expert in the financial space. And it's so important that when you come into a large sum of money, we are very responsible with it. How do you say the average South African, if they win this money, what do they do with it? Would it be smart, for example, to take the whole milli and put it into your bond and then there's nothing to enjoy? Because I feel like I need at least 200K, Bandile, please, just to be reckless. To be reckless.
No, I hear you. I mean, I think there's no one size fits all, firstly, on financial advice. But I mean, I think what I would say is what would be important is, firstly, on the average South African, depending on how much debt they have, I would sort of look at, you know, sort of sorting out that. And on debt, I would specifically focus on short-term debt. I do think that long-term debt, you know, things like bonds and houses, is a bit more flexibility in terms of how you deal with them. So I would, you know, take care of your short-term debt, you know, look at your immediate expenses and needs, you know, do you have rent, do you have fees for your kids, you know, what are they going to look like in 2-3 years in terms of, you know, are your kids about to go to university or high school, how is that going to impact you? You know, maybe you could set aside some money for that. Perhaps maybe money for personal development as well, right?
Nice.
Particularly, you know, maybe you want to take on a short course or you want to do that degree you've been meaning to do, or finally do your post grad. You know, you're probably looking at that. And I mean, I think to your point, you also do want to take care of your well being. We're not saying be reckless, you know, but perhaps maybe travel, do something with your family, do something that, you know, will make you feel good outside of any, you know, work or being disciplined in that context. So I mean, I think you probably want to be looking at those things. I mean, I think it also depends on each person's situations and circumstances at that moment. But you definitely want to make sure you take care of your short-term debt. You know, if you want to, you could potentially put money towards your long-term debt, because that will help from a compounding perspective. You potentially also could invest in a cash generating asset of some sort. You know, perhaps maybe you have an opportunity to buy a house in some area and convert it into rental rooms so that it can generate income for you on a month-to-month basis. Maybe it's investing in a vehicle that will go into Uber. You know, whatever it is, of course, it will require that you have some form of knowledge and understanding of that industry or sector. But I think there's a couple of things you could do, Carol. But yeah, I think I would think about it along those lines.
You know, I love how you've broken it into all the important aspects of our lives, right? So firstly, invest in yourself. So I see that in many ways. Number one, it could be, like you said, in, you know, extending your education. If you've always wanted to do a particular degree or a diploma or course or whatever it may be, or maybe you're having marital issues, investing in some counseling and that kind of thing. So invest in self. I love that. Then the other element I wanted to chat to you about is exactly what you brought up, where you want to use this million, but you want to make sure you get something out of it. So maybe, like you said, buying a car, putting it into the Uber thing, or doing a small business or something that's going to generate income from that money, because you don't want it to blow, you know, and then you're on, I blew it.
Exactly. You know, now we're watching you there. You're telling us about how you were throwing back parties. No, I mean, I think a million rand is a lot of money. You know, there's a lot you could do with it. There's a lot that I think, and any person, it could set you up, right? It might not change your life in the greater scheme of things, but it could set you up in such a way that, you know, your life could improve significantly. So, yeah, I mean, I think without debt, with a cash generating asset that's giving you 10,000-20,000 rand additional amount of money per month, you know, your life could improve significantly.
And the big buzzword in 2025 is multiple streams of income. So it's important that we look at that, especially if you have a 9-to-5 or something that keeps you tied down for several hours, that you are using that money to sort of start a side business, start a side gig somewhere that you are generating income as well. I love that. Oh,
Definitely.
You're the best. And lastly, my last question, you know, we got the financial minister give us the budget yesterday. Times are tough. We're all buckling up. Last words of advice for everyone who's just trying to be better with their money.
I think there's actually something I was thinking about this morning, Carol, that perhaps people I think should look at. So in the budget yesterday, although there were no changes from a pay-as-you-earn perspective, the minister did mention that they're not going to adjust the tax brackets for inflationary purposes. So basically what that means is that you might find that some people who get salary increases are going to fall into a different tax bracket and might pay higher taxes. I think people tend to ignore that. It might impact people's disposable income. So I would just say, you know, going forward, particularly post-April, people must just pay a bit of closer attention to the payslips and just see how that has impacted their income. So typically it's something that is overlooked. And no less last year was similar, that they didn't adjust the tax brackets for the inflationary impact. So I would say, you know, your salary, your payslip at the end of April, please just have a closer look to it to see if it has had any significant impact on your disposable income.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So tell me, if I took 200,000 from the million to just go shopping and go and live my best life, is it too much?
No, 20% is a lot. 20% is a lot. Maybe 10%.
Okay, 10% is the cutoff. Vandile, you are the best. Thank you so much for giving us such direct, candid, and simple advice around our money. And I guess whoever's winning this million will be better prepared for it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Carol, and have a good show going forward. And all the best to all the listeners. And whoever does win, if you do take my advice, please look me up on social media. I'm willing to accept 1%. Thank you.
We love it. Thank you so much. That's Vandile Matandela. Yes, look him up on social media. He is the project director at IRD Global and also a market and financial analyst.
Carol O'Fori, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.